Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sid O'Brien. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ricky Clark. Pitching for the California Angels, Ricky Clark. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Richard reaches second base with a double. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Richard moves to third. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen has Richard trapped. There's the throw to Stevenson and back to O'Brien, who tags Richard for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McKinney moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up towards short. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Horlan. Alomar moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stroud moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripos takes first base on ball 4. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ripos. The throw from Brinkman and he is out, McKinney applying the tag. 1 out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stroud strikes out. 2 outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Angels. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Conigliaro moves to third. It's 2-0, Angels. Terry Forster now pitching. Billy Cowan pinch hits for John Stevenson. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McMullen bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Conigliaro scores. Spencer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Angels. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Repos hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Angels. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stroud, who is chasing the ball. Alomar reaches third base with a triple. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Angels. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Moses now catching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Angels. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spencer bunts towards the mound. Forster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Angels. Stan Przanowski now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Angels. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Repos strikes out. 2 outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stroud. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Ricky Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Przanowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Przanowski hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Richard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Angels. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 10, and the White Sox 3. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Conigliaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Steve Keeley now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Conigliaro scores. Moses moves to third. It's 12-3, Angels. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Repos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 12, and the White Sox 3. The Angels will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKinney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. LeMay pinch hits for Steve Keeley. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.